Painter, and I've got 30 minutes of more music you love on the way.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 30, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela up to 30 degrees. The High Court in Mbombela has ordered that urgent relief be granted to animals at Marlith Park in Nkomazi, Mpumalanga. The NSPCA has raised concerns over the suffering of animals at the park, which is managed by the Nkomazi local municipality. Now, Marlith Park is a unique town that borders the Kruger National Park, and residents share their properties with free roaming wildlife. NSPCA spokesperson Jacques Peacock, meanwhile, says mismanagement of the environment has led to severe wildlife overpopulation and overgrazing, which comes with its own problems.
At the moment, it's due to the fact that there's insufficient grazing, and there's insufficient grazing because there is an overpopulation, and there's overpopulation because animals have not been culled for many, many years, and they have not been culled because there was an interdict which prohibited the municipality from firing firearms within the town where the animals are extremely overpopulated.
Then to Northwest, three teenagers are among the 17 suspected illegal miners who are being processed by the Northwest Police. The group emerged from two separate shafts this morning. Masachaba Sefularo has more.
Images of the three miners waiting in the blistering Stilfontein heat paint a picture of hardship and suffering. The trio, aged between 16 and 19, told the media at the mine that they were recruited from as far as Alexandra Township with a promise of odd jobs. But they say they were then forced underground and handed a hammer and chisel before being ordered to dig for gold. One of the miners says he's been underground since June, and when the food supply ran out, he survived on a bitter mix of vinegar and spice. The miners warned of imminent death, describing helpless scenes of starvation and continuous assault. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
Then to Gauteng, the Ekurhuleni Emergency Management Services are on the scene of a fatal crash on the N12 West in Alberton. That's now between Voortrekker Road and the R59 split. The accident involved a heavy truck and a sedan, and Ekurhuleni EMS spokesperson Eric Maloka confirmed that two people died.
Yes, by now I can confirm to you that we've got two fatalities and one P3. There were three, and then one survived, and unfortunately the two are deceased.
And Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Gayton McKenzie announced that his department will commission documentaries celebrating the lives of 25 living legends in the creative sector. The announcement came during a breakfast meeting with these legends earlier today. Here he is speaking to the likes of David Motsebe and John Kani.
You have already performed for all the time that you had to perform. You have fought for all the times that you had to fight. That time is over. I am here to tell you, in my department and the Deputy Minister, we are going to make sure that you are our first priority.
And in the Middle East, a war monitor said that more than 200 people, mostly combatants, have been killed in fighting in Syria. Jihadists and allies launched a major offensive on government-controlled parts of Syria's northwest a day earlier. We also are receiving reports that Russian airstrikes killed 19 civilians in the northern parts of the country. I'm Marlene Fischer from myself and the news team. Have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
We were good, we were cold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home.